Welcome back. Good morning, everybody. Now, eyewitnesses yesterday say that two persons were now feared dead and one was in critical condition. This was yesterday after a gas station known as Mango Gas went up in flames yesterday morning at the Obikwere axis of the Port Harcourt area. How many of you know that, of the East West Road? Now, when our correspondent visited the scene of the fire incident, people were trying to salvage the situation by pulling out the other tankers carrying gas with an excavator. Another eyewitness told a correspondent that the fire started when the driver of a saloon car turned on his ignition while the gas, or whilst in the gas station, was offloading cooking gas from a tanker. All right, let's get to listen to what the eyewitness made mention of yesterday. Do we have that clip? Yes, indeed we do.
I was coming up on my street. I heard the sound. But when I came out, they said it was a small car that started the issue. This small car here, it was inside when they were filling their tank. The tanker was charging inside, and this other small car was inside. So it was trying to on and leave in the place. That's when the outbreak started from the exhaust of the small car. The driver got burned, and the other two people got burned. I think they've taken two of them to the hospital. Then I saw a lady that was burned, her hands and all that. She was still around, but I don't know what the situation was.
Okay, so now that's it. Now, remember, in the past year or two, we've had several fire incidents. In fact, 2020 was a very weird year for a lot of people here in Port Harcourt. Fires left, right, and center. Now, this is an interesting question that occurred to me, particularly yesterday, and I'd like to ask you this morning. I'm not indicting anybody. Please don't feel embarrassed. No one is trying to make you feel that. It's a very honest question. Do you know what to do when an accident occurs? That's my question. Do you know what to do in the event of an accident? Whether it's an RTA, whether it's a house accident, whether it's an accident at work. Do you know the steps to take? I visited a few big buildings in Port Harcourt, indeed in Nigeria. You know, I've been some of the skyscrapers in Lagos, and also some nice buildings in Abuja as well. And one thing I know for sure, particularly for those big buildings, the high-rise buildings, there's usually a fire alarm switch on almost every floor. And it makes a lot of sense. But I ask today, if that lever, that switch was to be broken and someone was to engage the switch, what else are you meant to do? Do you know? Do you honestly know what to do in the case of an accident? This morning we'll talk about accident response. I'm not asking any, you know, fast. No. I just want to find out from you, the general public, if you know what to do if an accident occurs. And when an accident does occur, who are you meant to refer to or to call out to? Yesterday on this show, people call, sent messages, oh, please call fire service. But my question then, and still the same question now, you were there. Whom did you call? You were there. What did you do? You might be there. What will you do? As always, please do refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, please do not make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Our first conversation this morning is about accident response. What is it like for you here? And the big question for us this morning is, do you know what to do when an accident occurs? Do you honestly know what to do? Just call in, tell us, oh, once I did this, but now do you know better? It's interesting to know that some of the IOC, some of the big multinational companies have a course, a first aid course. I wonder if that is mandatory even in secondary schools. Do they even teach that? Do the children know? Imagine if there's a fire outbreak in the school. Do the children know what to do? Are there fire drills? It's interesting to state this, that as far back as 1983, 1983, in some public schools in the US, there were fire exercises and fire drills to tell the children, to teach the children what to do if A, B, C happens, where to run to if C, D, and E happens. And interestingly, the type of responses that they should take or make when F, G, I, K does occur. The question in 2022 for you in River State that has witnessed several fires, whether it's from pole fire, whether it's from gas cylinders, petrol tankers spewing all over after being tipped over, electrical fires, do you know what to do? 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Then get onto social media at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Straight question. Do you know what to do in the event of an accident? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Jude. It's Juliet.
Good morning, Juliet. Good morning.
Good morning. I've not received the alarm. Like, I've been waiting. I've been trying to call since.
What alert is this, please?
The Hello Port Harcourt Friday show.
You won on Friday last week.
Yes, yes.
I'm very sure the sponsors will get across to you. Your name has been pushed across, please.
But an alert.
Once again, we'll check and I'll just send us a message and I'll respond to you, please.
On WhatsApp?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Michael is in Rumigbo. Michael, good morning. Oh, dear. Apologies. All right, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. This one here says, hi, G, good morning. Many Nigerians don't know what to do, when to do, when accidents occur. It's little wonder when something goes wrong, people tend to pour water on people's faces. Meanwhile, there are certain protocols that should be taken, but nobody is teaching them. Even the people who are meant to teach them don't even know. Interesting. 92.3, hello, Potako, good morning.
Hello, Mr. George. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Thank you. My name is Clement.
Welcome, Clement.
Yeah, thank you. Interesting discussion. Of course, having been a listener of Nigeria Info, I think almost every hour, there is a PSA you guys played concerning fire caution and all that. I think you are going to have voiced over it. And still yet, we have issues like this. Of course, I know what to do. I have been in a place where I was working back then. Thank God for the fire extinguishers that was just hanging around. And that was the first time I happened to use the fire extinguisher. You know, it was an electric stack that almost got the building down. So I was, you know, I just quickly grabbed the extinguisher. There is this stainless, what is it called? This string also that passed through the nozzles.
Yes.
You know, as soon as I removed it and I pressed those two things up and down, I pressed it down. Before I knew it, there is this thing that came out. I said, wow, this is how it works. So immediately I rushed out of the place and then I was able to quench the fire.
Okay. Solomon is in Ngboba. Solomon, good morning to you. Please welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Hello,
Solomon.
Morning.
Solomon.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, please. Good morning. Thank you for your patience. Solomon, go on. We can hear you, please. Solomon.
I can't get you.
I can hear you. Go on, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Very, very interesting topic this morning. If I may come in. I think we are the cause of our own problem. From what I know from years back, once there's this truck coming to fill up, you know, in the filling station, they evacuate every existing car inside and they don't allow any other car to come. But these days, you know, I don't see that anymore. You know, but even at that, I think, you know, people should be mindful and be safety conscious by staying away when there's this tanker coming to either deliver fuel or gas, as the case may be. And to answer to your question concerning if what to do, if you are around and you see a fire, I think the first thing to do is to raise alarm. If there's a fire alarm there, you ignite it. And if you've done that, you assess the fire. Look if it's something that you can handle with nearby extinguisher, fine. If it's something beyond your ability to tackle, I think the proper thing is to evacuate that scene, that environment immediately. That's my contribution.
Solomon, thank you very much for your contribution this morning. Okay, on a personal note, for those who don't have training to handle fire, the first thing to do is get out, stay out, and call for help. That's Fubara. Fubara, let me, if I may, please repeat what he said. He says, on a personal note, for those who don't have any training to handle fire, the first thing to do is get out, stay out, and call for help. Now, that's for fire. But once again, the question is not just restricted or limited to just fire outbreaks. Accidents in general, the accident response. Do you know what to do if something happens? Quick scenario. You're at a party. Your friend suddenly slumps. Do you A, pour water on his face, B, start to cast down bind, or C, call for help? My name is Jude. Alopotaka returns.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. 9:30 this morning. My name is Jude Omamigbe. It's time for us to get back to our first conversation. If you're just joining us, it's all about accident response. Now, it's a very straightforward question I've asked this morning, and I'd like to repeat it one more time. Do you know what to do in the event of an accident? Any accident, from fire to a fainting to a road traffic accident to an armed robbery. Do you know what to do? Now, interesting, I'm reading from the Punch newspaper. This was from about, what, earlier on in the year. I need to get the specific date. Yes, 2 years ago, November of 2020. Now, in that particular response, there was an interview that was granted to a doctor, Professor Andrew Ugboro, right, who was a consultant surgeon. Now, this is what he has to say. He says, fanning, or in some cases where people blow breeze, right? Foot slapping or pouring water to revive someone who has fainted could make them aspirate, aka could make the air or the water go the wrong way. In fact, if the water gets into the lungs, normally the water is meant to get into your stomach. But if the water is just pouring them water, hey, wake up, oh brother, wake up, you shall not die, you shall not die. As you pour them water, if the water gets into the lungs, problem. you further complicate things for that particular person. But almost 9 out of every 10 scenarios I've witnessed in this country that's had to do with a fainting, guess what? They were pouring water. In fact, buckets of water, so that the person can be resuscitated. As always, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to call us. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you do not see it, or if you haven't seen it or heard about it, please do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp and Telegram available on 08090306416. Once again, very straightforward question. Please, do you know what to do in the event of an accident? 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yes. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Ibiso from Onile Road.
Good morning, Ibiso.
Yes, about what you are the topic. You know, we are good in making when some incidents are occurring, we are good in making video instead of helping the matter. Like now, some people who call Nigeria Info, which is good, because if they are maybe calling the emergency number and it's not going through your electronic media, if they say, you can put it on air, and that one will go faster. But most, let me say, 80% of people like doing video. I'm the first thing at the Warsaw. I'm the first thing on Facebook, you know. But because we are living what we are supposed to do, maybe to help. If COVID, for example, an accident, motor accident will come in some place, instead of us to go and help the passengers to rush them to hospital, who starts doing it? And that person is lying down here. Yeah, like yesterday, I met a brother at the funeral station. He was dying for in his car. And he's making call. I said, what is it? One of the finishers of that record. I said, okay, make a first come on. And I'll sign my with my children. I have to leave there first. Because if you say that the finishers of that, yes, they are making call, I will not stand with you there. Let me just give gap before you finish your food so we can start discuss again. So most of us, we don't know the safety way to go. And of Nigeria, they are always ringing tune in there every hour. About fire, about different things. But let us put it in our children. We should be our product people. By addition to video, have to be the first thing to send.
That's a big problem. People who are recording, Zion is on the line. Zion, I don't know if you agree with the last caller that people are more interested in recording an accident instead of helping during an accident.
In this our climb, not only recording, if you take an accident, go and search for your pocket and collect your money, your wristwatch, your properties. This is Nigeria. That is what they do. And it's so unfortunate. So unfortunate. But this conversation is timely. We are in the ember months. Accident, car, fire, mentioning, more will be recorded. And that is why, to a large extent, I've ever advocated for the department or agency of the HSE, health safety of the environment, commonly should be on special duties from the governor's office or office of the governor. What are they doing? These are personnel trained for safety. You see that filling station issue, before they even start to load or offload the product, they would have called an admin from the department of the HSC. Come, there is a product and it's about to be offloaded. And the safety officer will come, take note of everything, take assessment of the environment. Is there a car they need to move away from here? Are there people that ought not to be here? Are there smoking environment? Anything that can cause ignition? They take an assessment before offloading begins. But we don't. Car accident. Yes, somebody's involved. You that is coming to rescue, what is your approach? Are you holding your head? Hey, whoa, oh my God, oh, it don't happen, oh, see blood, oh. No, you don't do that. You stay calm. I encourage the victims to be calm. Because you that is coming to ask them to stay calm, if you are panicking because of the injury you saw or because of the flow of blood, that your panic may even cause trauma to the patient or the victim. They may even die here because of your attitude towards the injury. I can't say much. This is just a full course when it comes to safety in our course. We should provide a full course on its own. We need safety officials. We must not wait for too far. Every family can send one person in your family go to a safety course training.
That's an audacious suggestion, Zion. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's a bad one, but it's very audacious because what you are talking about is, one, apart from being Herculean, it is capital intensive.
Safety courses today, by the grace of God, are everywhere now. Some people are going to make it cheaper. Some organizations even go to a community, educate the people, even call for the community to bring in people for them to train. Multinationals are doing here in Port Harcourt. Just go up, Google it, you will see. They call for the people in that environment. For instance, as your company is in room, you see there, you can host a safety class, a safety course, and invite people living in that area. A filling station may be located at Mr. Zion Street, number one, Mr. Zion Street, Mr. Zion filling station. From number two, number three, number four, apartments that are there, you bring one person for the safety training so that everybody should be conscious. It's not a collier. See, all these things are done. The truth is this, in this part of the world, we don't think, we don't read, so we lack imagination. We fail people, other nations that are doing these things that are getting it right, they have to ask. Now, you know people, their climb, they're different. It's not different. Go to the history of our fathers. They don't joke with safety. Even if everybody is going to the farm, there are people that are still in the community to wait. Other people will come before these people will go. Even in the fishing camp, everybody don't go to fishing at the same time. They wait. One set will go. When those four come, others will go. Even in the market women, as I'm talking to you, come to Old Bigbo. There's a market they call Ukube Market. As early as 3 o'clock, there are women that are there doing business.
Really?
As these ones are living, I'm telling you, as these ones are living by that 3 a.m., between 4 a.m., they are living, other set is coming. If not, so the market will be jam-packed and there will be stampede. How come we that are educated, we that claim we went to school, we went to university, but we do things like, in short, even those that didn't go to school, they're even laughing at us and looking at us as if we are alien, because the thing we are doing does not commensurate as if we are educated people. Send your family member to a safety course training. It will pop and mount your home. Before I leave, before, let me ask. How many homes do they have fire extinguisher? How many homes?
That's a big...
How many of your children can operate a fire extinguisher? Between the age of 8, 10 in your house can operate fire extinguisher. How many?
Zion, thank you very much. That's a very big question. I remember when we had a conversation, I think we even had a rep. We had a fire service... Marshall, I think was it a fire service marshal, and we also had a firefighter. Beg your pardon, and we also had someone who, you know, had a mission to educate people about fire. Come join us. I had that interview, and that last question Zion just asked was one of the questions the man made mention of, that you have buildings where people have installed gratefully and properly, by the way, fire extinguishers, but the people who regularly use those buildings don't know how to use the fire extinguisher. In fact, it wasn't until I experienced a fire, right, that I knew how to use a fire extinguisher in a car. And speaking of cars and fire extinguishers in cars. Many of you who are driving are making use of substandard fire extinguishers in your car. There are only very few cars, very few owners I've seen in Port Harcourt now. I can't speak for the entire country. In Port Harcourt, who have very good fire extinguishers. They regularly check them. Most people just want to buy one small, you know, small car. I'm not saying don't buy the small car. Please don't get Jude wrong. But, you know, I've seen some people who have a proper fire extinguisher in their car. They don't put it in the trunk. The fire extinguisher is under the seat, near them. In fact, some models of Mercedes-Benz come with the fire extinguisher attached to the seat railing. Attached. So you can easily reach out to it. But it's one thing to have it attached. It's another thing to know how to use it. Many people don't. 0809-030-6416. That's our WhatsApp and Telegram number. 0809-030-6416. This one says, good morning, Jude. I swear to you, I don't know what to do in case of a fire accident. And a lot of Nigerians do not know what to do. There was an electric fire at the University of Port Harcourt some time ago, an electric fire, yet the video posted showed people pouring water to the fire. And the fire response team that came in approximately 5 minutes in the scene wasn't there. Fire drills are supposed to be carried out under the supervision of the fire department in Nigeria, or at least in Rivers State. But severally, we have seen fails in this system as well. A market fire in Asaba was televised. A fire truck was at the scene. People dressed in the fire uniform were not present. It was marketers that were directing water hoses to the places of the fire. It is saddening. In the incident of an accident, many people would want to watch or record with their phones. Meanwhile, people are getting hurt. Sincerely, I haven't been in a situation like this before, but if I am, from movies and emergency response shows on foreign television, I think I can help. Dennis sends in that message. Ubong is in Woji. Good morning to you, Ubong. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yeah, good morning, Jude. You did mention of use of a fire extinguisher. That's very, very important. Many people don't even know how to use it. But before you go in there, we should know when there's fire outbreak. We should know there are types of fire, type A, B, C, D, and thereabouts. So we say you know the extinguishers we use. You know the type of fire first. And not just fire extinguisher. Which type of fire extinguisher are we talking about? Depends on the type of fire we should choose, the type of fire extinguisher we should use. We should know these differences. Type of fire, which fire extinguisher should go in for that type of fire? Is it carbon dioxide? Is it... And so on, so that those, you see, whatever, you need to know these things. So when you know these things, do not use the wrong one. Like, for instance, if there's a fire outbreak with 12, you use water. You are making the fire to be more. Because the fire will be on top, and it's oxygen. You need to understand the triangle of fire as well. These are things you need to know. These are basic things you need to know about fire and emergencies before we know what to do. Keep on my contribution.
Ubong, thank you very much. In the case of an accident, you decide to help. You should, one, be prepared to handle the situation. That is, you have to know how to handle such a situation. How do you... Okay, let me continue. Check if there are any threats to you while we are trying to help the victim. And remove that. Try to contain the situation. In case of fainting, get people away and let fresh air get to the victim. In doing all you do, make sure that you have someone calling for further help. Finally, I went to the bank and on the staircase, I saw a picture of someone who slipped and fell. I then called the staff and said the best message would have been, please use the handrail. Ah, Francis is in transfer. My dear Francis, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude. How are you?
Very well. Welcome, please.
Yeah, let me just share a small experience concerning fire drill. When I was in banking sector, I realized that an IT caught fire. And the only way we could remedy the situation was for we to use a fire extinguisher. Mm. And it all depends on the kind of fire the extinguisher you guys are using. We have the gas fire extinguisher, we have the powdered one. And what really happened is that when the fire, when those things caught fire, we just needed to use the gas pump because it was from the IT department. So we evacuated all our staff to a central unit. While the fire trigger was everywhere, fire alarm system, so everybody knew what was happening in the building. So everybody went out. So we, that used the fire extinguisher, we technically used the fire extinguisher, courtesy of this fire department in Taiwan, gave us some internal training on how to tackle fire incidents in the banking system. So there are some technicalities that is being applied. When fire is on a high side, you don't tackle it from the bottom. Really, you don't tackle it from the upside, you tackle it from the bottom.
Okay.
So that you can really renovate the situation, because that's from the bottom, that's where
the sources.
The real fire, those things that is even capturing the fire particles are.
Mm, okay.
So the firefighters, first of all, to quench those fire from the bottom there. And what are the other things you need to do as well? Check one of those control units. If it is electric fire, first of all, go to the control unit. Use stick and neutralize those things that is supplying the lights from the central unit. So
okay.
That overall, any other things like you go off.
All right, thank you very much, Francis. 90.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning. Please.
Hello, Potako.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Michael calling from Rimuji.
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah. Just on the topic we are discussing this morning, it is very important for us to know what to do during accident. And looking at what is happening within the society and accident in quotes, it is at a lot of failure in our basic educational system.
Hmm.
It understand that most students, they were not taught on how to handle accidents, even from their basic education. Or if you go to even most of these public schools, there is no fire extinguisher, there is no even first aid. Imagine I was in a school and one of the students fell unconsciously and there was not even an inhaler for the student. And everybody was just running up and down. Hello? Hello?
I'm listening to you, please.
Hello?
We're listening to you.
Everybody was just running up and down. And the student was just left stranded. So I believe education and accidents should be taught from even the basic education so that students coming up is able to know what to do at a point of accident. Thank you very much, dude.
All right, thank you very much. So people should know what to do. Who is going to teach them? Who? Yes, it is easy to once in a while give out tips, make PSAs, but are they consistent enough? Are they truly consistent enough? All right, let me read some messages before I get back to the phone lines. Don't forget, we have just about, 4 minutes? 3 minutes, in fact. 0817923000. Good morning, Jude. Says, I will suggest that we include fire drills and accident management in our secondary school curriculum. This will help control the situation before experts come in. That's Gerald from Obigbo. All right, thank you very much, Gerald. In the case of an accident, okay, I think I've read this one. Good morning, Nigerian Info. But in Lagos, bus drivers drive anyhow, and the drivers of them move with their seatbelts. How do you explain? Wow, imagine someone's texting us from Lagos. So what happens when speaking of that, I think I have to concur with this person, even though he's making a comment from Lagos. How many taxi drivers use their seatbelts? I get to see bus drivers use seatbelts when they get to see the road safety corps marshals ahead. And in some cases, they don't even have the seatbelt. What they do is they just tie the belt around a hook and they put their head over it. As soon as they're gone past, they remove it. There's a reason why, I can't even believe I'm even making mention of this. But once again, I think there's a general problem with, apart from enforcing, even following simple guidelines. I am guilty, you are guilty. The first time I entered a taxi, and I paid for the front seat, and I used the seatbelt, the taxi driver looked at me like I was drunk. In fact, he felt insulted. Final caller, Emeka, speaking from Odua. Emeka, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, please.
Your topic is very, very nice this morning. And I just want to say that the safety consciousness and the emergency response in Nigeria is something that our people are not taking very, very serious. You can imagine that maybe in Port Harcourt, we have only one fire station. And that fire station is not really equipped. When you are going for an emergency, you find out that people are supposed to be knowledgeable about fire. There must be three things make fire to take place. There must be heat, there must be fuel, and there must be oxygen. At the appropriate quantity, there will be fire. So what will happen? People does not know that removing any of these parts of component that makes fire will make fire to stop, will make the fire to stop automatically. And the fire is said to be controlled at the incipient stage, at the time it has just started. And most of us today does not know how to use the extinguisher. The extinguisher is installed in industries, in companies, in everywhere, that when there is an emergency, at the initial time, that it can be stopped before it goes to the level where you now call a response agency like the fire service as we have in River State. I will recommend that the government of Nigeria and River State in particular should take fire problems or emergency problems as very important, to the extent that there should be a fire station at every local government, at least.
All right, Mecca, thank you very much. We have to go on the break, but that suggestion was taken earlier on, and I don't know when it's going to be implemented. Now, somebody's saying that he witnessed a fire on Tuesday, and we didn't even get to hear this. On Tuesday afternoon at Garrison Flyover, it was a car. It went up in smoke. The owner ran out, took out his goods or his things from the trunk, and let the car burn down, meaning the man did not even have a fire extinguisher. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.